This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana zidna ilma. Yesterday we went over the word tour translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Did you go over it at home? Did you see it again? This is something that you will have to do every single day, inshallah. The word-to-word translation that we do in class, that is a part of your homework. Okay? So inshallah, you will have to memorize it at home. And the word-to-word translation, this is the part of your course, which is Al-Quran translation and word analysis, which inshallah, I will be teaching you. So right now, I will just give you an introduction to the course that I will be teaching you, how we will be studying it, why we will be studying it, what is it about, and such other details, inshallah. Okay? So there are some important things. Make sure you have your notebook and your pens ready. Anything that you find important, make sure you take a note of that. So inshallah, in translation and word analysis, we will be covering three main things. The first thing that we will be covering is the word-to-word translation of the Qur'an from Arabic to English. And this includes not just Surah Al-Baqarah, not just the first five juz, not just juz amma, but it includes the entire Qur'an. So inshallah, we will be studying the word-to-word translation from Arabic to English of the entire Qur'an of all 30 juz. The second part of this course is going to be the word analysis. What is the word analysis? When you think of the term word analysis, what comes to your mind? What comes to your mind? You're analyzing words, right? So we learn the word-to-word meaning, the translation, okay? For example, Alhamdu means all praise. Okay, that's just the translation. But what kind of praise is Hamd? What does this Al-Dha mean? Right? So, we are going to analyze the words of the Qur'an in three ways. How? First of all, linguistically. What is the linguistic meaning of the word? What is the origin of the word? What kind of a word is it? So first of all, the linguistic analysis of the word. Secondly, inshallah, we'll be looking at the grammatical analysis of the word as well. For example, this word is a noun, but what kind of a noun is it? Is it an adjective? Is it a pronoun? What kind of a word is it? Similarly, if it's a verb, what verb is it? Is it of past tense? Is it of present tense? What kind of a verb it is? Right? So we're going to be looking at the words linguistically, grammatically, and contextually. Because you can go into the details of the words, but if you don't know what they mean in the context, does it make any sense? No. So, for example, she went to school. Who does she refer to? When you read the sentence, she went to school, who does she refer to? Which school did she go to? When did she go? So, with every ayah of the Qur'an, with every word of the Qur'an, inshallah, these three are the main focuses that we're going to analyze the words linguistically, grammatically, as well as contextually. Alright? The third thing that we will be covering, inshallah, in this subject is the linguistic tafsir, which is the tafsir of the ayah pertaining to the language, pertaining to the words in particular. Alright? So this is what, inshallah, we will be covering. Now you may wonder, why go into so much detail? Why not just stick to the translation? You know, so many people have worked in the past to have the best translation of the Qur'an. Why do we need to analyze each word? Why do we have to know it linguistically? Why do we have to know it contextually? Why? Why all this detail? This is because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. If we read the Qur'an, in Surah Sad, ayah number 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ This is a book, meaning the Qur'an, we have revealed to you. Why? This is Mubarakun. Why? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ That they might reflect upon its verses. Now tell me something. If you don't know what a sentence means, can you reflect upon it? No. If you don't know what a picture means, what it is of, can you reflect upon it? No. So you have to know in order to reflect upon something. And part of reflection is understanding. Part of reflection is analyzing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an that He has revealed the book. Why? So that they may reflect upon the verses. Why is it important to reflect upon the verses? Allah says, and that those of understanding would be reminded. If we don't understand, if we don't reflect, we cannot benefit from the Qur'an. So we have to understand the verses, the words. Why? So that we can understand. Why understand? So that we can extract lessons for ourselves. So that we can actually implement the Qur'an in our lives. So this is why we will, inshallah, be doing the word analysis. Some of the objectives of the subject are, first of all, to understand the text of the Qur'an directly in Arabic. So many of you, you know, when you were interviewed or when you were asked about why you want to study the Qur'an, so many people, they say that when they hear the Qur'an in salah, they wonder what it means. Right? You feel as if something is missing. Why is the imam crying? Why is the person next to me crying? Why? What do these verses mean? And many times we rely on the translation. So this course has been designed to enable you to be able to understand the Qur'an directly in the Arabic text. You can open up the Mus'haf, you recite the verses, and you know what they mean. You don't have to look at the translation. So this is the main objective of this course. To enable you to understand the Qur'an directly in Arabic. You don't have to translate it in your mind. You don't have to read the translation, inshallah. The second main objective of this course is to gain a deeper understanding of the Qur'an. Why? In order to enhance the spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being of our lives, of ourselves. Because you have to be able to understand the Qur'an in order to extract lessons. When you do that, then it will help you. Thirdly, to know the exact meaning and intent of the words. This is also why we will go deeper into the words. What exactly does this word mean? For example, we learned about Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises for Allah, Rabb of the worlds. What kind of praise exactly is hamd? What kind of praise is it? So, this study, inshallah, we will do in order to know the exact meaning and also the intent of the words. Why is this word used over here? Another reason why we're going to study this is to appreciate the beauty of the language and the style of the Qur'an. Isn't that important? Of course it is important. You see, every messenger was given some miracle. Right? Musa alayhi salam was given the miracle of the staff. He was given the miracle of his hand. Right? Isa alayhi salam, he was given several miracles. For example, he would cure the one who was blind. He would cure the one who was leper. So, every messenger was given some miracle. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given the miracle of the Qur'an. How is the Qur'an a miracle? How is the Qur'an a miracle? One of the main ways is the language, the style of the Qur'an. So, we're going to do this study in order to appreciate the language, the style, the beauty of the Qur'an as well. You know, sometimes you read a passage and it's so boring, the words don't make any sense, and you're like, you know, can't somebody fix it? Right? And you read a book, it's written very eloquently. You read some poetry, it's written very eloquently. You enjoy it. How can you enjoy the Qur'an? How can you enjoy the Qur'an? When you know what the words mean. When you can appreciate the style of the Qur'an. When you can appreciate the language of the Qur'an. So this is also one of the main objectives of this course. Another objective is to be able to understand and remember well the meanings of the Qur'an. For example, if you understand a word properly, linguistically, grammatically, contextually, then you're able to remember the word later on as well. Because there's a whole story behind it. And if you don't go into such details, the translation, you'll forget it very soon. You won't remember it. Another objective is to recognize incorrect translations and interpretations of the Qur'an. These days, so many people, they come up with, you know, a modern translation, a modern interpretation. This interpretation, that interpretation. How do you know what is right and what is wrong? You have to know the language to be able to do that, right? Another objective is to improve our Arabic skills. Remember that in this course, we don't teach you Arabic. Okay, we don't teach you the Arabic language. But inshallah, at the end, you will definitely improve your Arabic skills. Just the other day, somebody was mentioning that the sister was actually able to understand most of the khutbah of the lecture that was being given, and she was able to translate it to her friends. So improve Arabic skills. Why? In order to be able to understand the Arabic texts of the Qur'an as well as the Sunnah. When you understand the text of the Qur'an, you will also be able to understand the text of the Sunnah. Then, another objective is to become familiar with the Arabic language, the Arabic dictionaries, as well as some other resources. And another very important objective is to be able to convey the Qur'an with confidence. Remember, you cannot convey the Qur'an with confidence unless and until you know the very words of the Qur'an. This is very important. So these were some of the objectives of studying word analysis. Now a question, why understand the Qur'an in Arabic? Because the whole purpose of doing the study is to be able to understand the Qur'an in the Arabic text, right? Not to rely on the translations anymore. Why? Is it important? Think about it. Tell me. Is it important to understand the Qur'an in Arabic? Why? Because it was revealed in the Arabic language. Why else? Whenever something is translated from one language to another, you cannot exactly translate the meaning. Okay? Those of you who speak two languages or more, what happens? Sometimes you're translating the words from one language to the other, and it sounds so funny, doesn't it? It doesn't make any sense. You're like, what does it mean? But it makes complete sense in the other language. Right? So, the expressions, the words that are used in the Arabic Quran, when you translate them into the English, it doesn't do justice to it. It doesn't do justice. Why else? The Arabic Qur'an are the very words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the Kalam of Allah. The translation is not. So some of the reasons are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Arabic language. And He chose it for a reason. He could have chosen, you know, some other language. Spanish, English, or other languages that existed at that time when the Qur'an was revealed. But He chose specifically Arabic language. So there has to be a reason. And inshallah, when you will study the words of the Qur'an, you will know why the Arabic language was chosen. Because the Arabic language conveys what no other language conveys. Another reason is to realize the miracle of the Qur'an. We learned that the Qur'an was a miracle that was given to the Prophet ﷺ, right? And you have to realize it as a miracle when you are understanding it in the language that it was revealed in. You cannot translate it and say, yes, this is also miraculous. Many of you may have attempted to read the translation of the Qur'an, but you may have said, I don't really understand everything. Right? Many of you, in the interviews, you said that you have read the translation, but you would still like to learn more. You don't get everything on your own. Isn't that so? You will only get it when you know the Arabic. Quran. Another reason that in translation some meaning, content and style is lost. The meaning, the content and the style. Some of it can be lost in the translation. Another reason is to know the different interpretations of a text. For example, in the Arabic language, the ayah can be understood in one way and it can also be understood in another way. But when you're translating it, you can only limit it to one meaning. Another reason is, which is very important, is to increase khushur in salah. To increase our concentration, our focus in salah. Many times when we're standing in Taraweeh prayer, what happens? The imam is reading and we're falling asleep, isn't it? And the imam is reading and we're thinking about what happened, we're thinking about what we're going to do tomorrow, and we're thinking of what one person said and what the other person said. Our mind is going everywhere. Why? Because we don't know what he's reading. Right? So we, inshallah, we're going to study the Quran, we're going to be able to understand it in the Arabic language. Why? So that we can actually improve our concentration, our khushu' in salah. But it's too hard. Is it? Have you ever tried to learn another language? Have you? Isn't it difficult? How many of you tried to take French? And how many of you actually continued French? Very few. It's a different language. Imagine you're reading French literature. Imagine. Is that going to be difficult? It is. So understanding the Quran in Arabic, isn't it going to be difficult? We might think it's too hard. It's very difficult. It's not that difficult. It may be challenging, but it is possible. You see, anything new that we do in our lives, it is difficult at the beginning. It is challenging at the beginning. But it is possible to do it eventually. For example, many girls, they find it impossible to cook. They find it impossible to cook. They start cooking. It takes them 5 hours to cook a meal. It takes them so long to clean up the mess. And the food that they cook doesn't really taste that good. It got burnt. It got messed up. Nobody likes it. That happens sometimes, right? But then eventually, you're able to make food that is edible, that you actually enjoy. And you're able to make food in very short time. It is possible eventually, right? All of you, especially those of you who are older, just remember the time when you began cooking, when you started cooking. Some people, they literally cry and they're like, I don't want to do it. And they just walk away from it. But that's not the way. Things may be difficult. They may be challenging. But it is possible to do it. And especially the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. Indeed, we have made the Qur'an easy for remembrance. Is there anyone who would come and take remembrance, who would take a reminder? It is easy. It is possible. And you see the word يَسَّرْنَا? From this is the word yusr. What does yusr mean? Ease. When we think of ease, we think simple. Isn't it? When we think of ease, we say it is very simple. But that's not what the Arabic word yusr means. That's not what the Arabic word yassarna means. What this word actually means is, this is derived from yassar al-faras lir-rukub. That the faras, the horse, that has been prepared, it has been trained for what? For riding. Just imagine a horse that is in the wild and you're told to go and ride the horse. Will you even be able to go and touch the horse? No. But imagine you go to a proper stable where the horse has been trained, the saddle is on the horse, all you have to do is just go, sit on the horse, and the trainer, he is going to train you how to ride the horse. Is that going to be easy? It may be challenging. You will have to spend a lot of time, right? You will have to be brave, right? You cannot be scared. You have to put in the effort. You have to practice. You have to practice over and over and over again. And eventually you'll get the hang of it. And when you get the hang of it, you enjoy it. You will love it. The exact same thing is with the Quran. Initially, it may seem very daunting. It may seem very difficult. Yesterday when you saw the sheet, you're like, Oh my God, what are these letters? What are these words? Huh? What does it mean by the word-to-word translation? It may be challenging, but eventually you'll get the hang of it. When you get the hang of it, you really enjoy it. Okay? So, don't approach the subject with the thought, oh my God. Yes, oh my God, I pray to you, make this easy for me. But don't approach it with the sense that it's impossible, it's very difficult. It is possible. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise to you. What do you have to do? What do you have to do? Do it. You have to practice it. Right? So this is what you have to do. You see, for anything to be possible, everybody needs to put in the effort. Right? So you need to put your share. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated it for you. You have to put in your share. You have to put in your effort. And inshallah, it will be possible. So inshallah, in this subject, the duration of this translation and word analysis is going to be the entire course. Inshallah, from the beginning all the way to the end, we will be studying this. The total lessons are 313. And inshallah, we'll be doing this from Monday to Friday. And inshallah, every day the class will be for about 2 hours. Alright? And in term 1, we're going to cover juz 1 to 10. In term 2, we're going to cover juz 11 to 20. And in term 3, we're going to cover juz 21 to juz 30. Alright? Inshallah. And your textbook for this course is going to be the blue juz. And how are we going to go about it? Inshallah, I'm going to read the word-to-word translation, like I did yesterday. Then we're going to go on to the word analysis. And then inshallah, we're going to do the recitation at the end. Right? There's some other details as well. Inshallah, I will do them with you right before beginning the actual lesson. Because if I mention them to you right now, you might not understand. Okay? So, this is enough for now. Alright? Inshallah, when we do the lesson, we're going to start with the rest of the details, inshallah. So what do you understand? Tell me what you've understood. What is word analysis? It will allow us to reflect upon the Qur'an, the linguistic, grammatical, and the contextual meaning of the Qur'an. Anything else? We're going to be able to understand how the Arabic Qur'an is beautiful. We'll be able to appreciate the beauty of the Qur'an. Tell me something that you learned from this presentation. Why are we going to study this? What's the purpose? What's the objective? To understand the meaning of each and every word and ayah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Why are you all so tense? Is it very difficult? I hope everybody understood what I have been told. And if you ask, we will repeat the whole lesson.
So tell me what word analysis is and why we're studying it. Anything that you learned from the presentation. To see the origin of the word, why that particular word is in a context, to gain a deeper understanding of the Qur'an, you can convey the Qur'an with confidence. Is that important? Why? It is our responsibility to convey the Qur'an. And in order to convey the Qur'an, we have to have confidence. You see, many times we hesitate in talking to anybody about the Qur'an. Why? Because we ourselves don't know the Qur'an. Isn't it so? We ourselves don't know the Qur'an. Just the other day I was reading, somebody had posted on their blog about how in their university they had that Islam Awareness Week. And they were telling somebody about the Qur'an, how it is true and so on and so forth. And the person who they were talking to, they said, have you read the Qur'an? And he said, no, I haven't read the Qur'an. You see, we tell people the Qur'an is the book of Allah. It is the revelation that is true. It is our guide. But do we know what it means? We don't. Have we studied it? We haven't really. Inshallah, this will improve your Arabic skills as well. This will enable us to understand the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah better. Inshallah, it will allow us to have khushur in our salah. These were just the points that I mentioned. What do you think now? Yes, tell me. We have to understand and convey the Qur'an exactly how the Sahaba, the Prophet ﷺ, they understood the Qur'an and conveyed the Qur'an. To improve our iman in the Qur'an, to improve our faith in the Qur'an, to improve our personal lives as well, improve our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you recite the Qur'an yourself, and when you know what it means, when you're able to reflect upon the verses, then only your iman will improve, then only you will have more love, more sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will improve our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we will understand the kalam of Allah. We will understand the speech of Allah.
Our times were met with a lot of challenges, and one of them is how to do da'wah. For me, my da'wah in essence starts from home with my daughter, with my two sons. They're very young, but not young enough not to start the da'wah. So understanding Quran in essence for me is to start the da'wah, to begin the da'wah, and basically go from the family to the neighbors. And I get asked by a lot of my friends, my neighbors, not just friends, a lot of relatives, and those are the bigger challenges nowadays, that why I'm praying, I don't understand, and I am talking to God, but I really don't know what I am saying. So if I do understand it, inshallah, at some point I'll be able to make it easier for other people to understand, in essence, through my action, through my speech, and through the way of life that we choose. So Quran is not to be taken lightly. It's such an important aspect of our life, and yet we take it for granted. I cried in the interview because I was scared not to take the course and not to go into it. It's a lot of challenging. A lot of people told me that by just 3, they drop out. But, you know, I've heard all those testimonials. And my message to you is that if I made it, believe me, anyone can. And if I made it to day 2, even though I was late a little, my kids were up till like Fajr Salah, you can do it too. And Quran is just light in our life, and this light we need it in every household.
Thank you. How many of you are mothers? Anybody else who has dealt with children? You have any experience with children, even if you are not mothers? Oh, good, mashallah. Everyone will understand my example. When is a child restless? When is a child restless? Yes. When they don't have what they need, and when they are tired, when they are hungry, when they are wet, when they are sleepy, when they are sick, anything else? Annoyed, new environment, when they want your attention, when they are not with their mothers, yes, when they are not connected with their mothers, when they can't express themselves. Okay. Now we have 5-6 reasons. Give me one most important reason that if you fulfill that need, the child will settle down slowly, will sleep, will cope with other things when they're not hungry. You see, I have raised 4 children, and I have how many grandchildren? I think 6. Alhamdulillah. So, I see children mostly when they are hungry, they are restless, they don't sleep, they don't listen, and they are cranky. But when their mother gives a little attention, feeds them properly, with undivided attention, the child is calm. Now a child wants to sleep. Now a child is resting. But there are other factors, but the hunger is the most severe thing. Even if the child is without a mother, but if he has eaten properly, so he will not be that much cranky if he is hungry and mother is also not there. Why he needs his mother? To get food. Get feed or food. Both. So, you see, we all are children, young children. Our child is inside us. When our body was young, and we were young. But now we are older, but our child has disguised in a big body. The child is still there. One time child was happy with only food or chocolate or biscuit or something. But now this child needs something else. And that is spiritual need. We will not be satisfied until we are given Quran. When you know Quran, when you understand Quran, and especially with the depth of the words and depth of its roots and everything, then that contentment and then that peace comes, and then you start enjoying life and enjoying knowledge, enjoying reading Quran, because now you have your own understanding. You see, there is one understanding that comes from different tafaseer, reading this book and listening to that sheikh. That's fine, alhamdulillah, all these things help. But once you have your own hold or grip, or you have eaten yourself, then it gives you another kind of satisfaction. I could not get that kind of satisfaction until I myself read it thoroughly through each word, to the depth or the bottom of the words and the roots and in detail about the text, because these words always gave me a new light. Every word gave me a new light. And you see, when there is a dark night and only a flash of light is on the sky, how many things you can see? You don't see only that light which is flashing, but through that light you can see what else? Many, many things. The whole sky and things around you, everything brightens up, even if it is just one flash in the darkness of the night. I have personally experienced this. When I came to know the word properly with its all aspects, gave me such a light that I cannot express that how many things were solved and how many things I could see. Without that, it was just translation, one word, word to word, and that's it. No, there is something else also. And what is that? If you understand that, that will give you the ultimate happiness and contentment, and that will brighten you up and lighten you, and you can see many other things, and then you can connect and relate Quran with your life in a better way. It unlocks your heart and unlocks your mind, and it gives you the bigger picture of life. And I mean, you cannot have that experience in any other knowledge, because this is word of God, word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has created the whole universe, and He knows us better than anyone else. Another thing you must keep in mind, that Quran is not only words. These words were revealed on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the many things have been repeated in Quran. You cannot explain Quran through words only. You should understand Quran through Quran first, and then through Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then how Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim implemented it in their lives. We can see, because Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, and after that you can connect it with your own life, because it's not only for them, it's for us also. But we should not go into those things which have no base in Quran and Sunnah. And that was not the method of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba.
This is why we have to look at the words linguistically, grammatically, and contextually. We also have to see what the words mean in the context.
Inshallah, you can show them sometime one word and show them how it is in dictionary in different ways. But all those cannot be relevant to what is said in that ayah. That is also very important to know.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته